Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about living with confidence in God. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what we're facing, we have been given such a gift, and we have been given so much power and grace from God to walk in that gift, to be, as St. Paul said, we talked earlier in the week, living in the mystery that was hidden for ages that's now being revealed in clay pots, that is in people like you and people like me, sinful, broken human beings who the Lord God is redeeming. And we were baptized into Christ, and now we live with an unshakable hope if we get it. That is, if we hunger and thirst for it and receive it, and we talk daily and live with and walk with the Holy Spirit, receiving all the graces that He's given for us to make this happen, you know, the Word of God, the daily reading of Scripture in some way, serious prayer in our lives to the degree that we're able every day to walk with Him, practice His presence, the sacramental life of the church, the Eucharist, the sacrament of reconciliation, all the stuff that's there, the community of God's people, living in the mission. If we're living in this dynamic, in this body of Christ, and we set it, as we'll hear today from St. Peter, as we're celebrating the Transfiguration, as we listen to the words of Peter and we follow in his footsteps and we do what he challenges us to do, we're going to experience the transformative reality of what Christ in you, the hope of glory, really means. And one of my concerns is I think many, many baptized people spend most of their days conscious of, caught up in, discouraged by the fact of the fallen condition of our lives or how difficult life in this world is or the disappointments and the challenges, the failures, you name it. There's so much there. You know well what I'm talking about. There's so many things in this life that come to steal the treasure. Well, guess what? The reason Jesus came to give us the treasure was because of this reality. And living in and from Him will allow us, no matter what the circumstances, to grow and to thrive and mostly to learn to love. And that, whether we know it or not, whether you just stumbled onto this program today and your number one passion in life is to, you know, to build a Fort Knox for yourself, to make a fortune, acquire power or popularity, influence, be the greatest doctor that ever lived, you know, whatever that might be in your life. Let's say you have a kind of a single-minded drive just for that, and you don't have room for much else. You know, don't even have room for the serious pursuit of God. Even if you acquire the goal you set your heart on, it's foolish. It's not foolish to accomplish good things according to the gifting God has given to you. It's foolish not to radically pursue God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, because the very purpose for which you're made is that relationship. And success in this world, like big-time success that will be crowned by God Himself, and He'll say, come and inherit your reward, this is the life I was talking about. What does that life look like? Jesus said, come and learn from me. I'm meek. That's not wimpy. Meek means strength under control. As I've said a few times now over the last few weeks, I'm meek and I'm humble of heart. Come and learn from me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is saying, come see how all the powers that are in me and the ultimate focus and energy of my life is all yielded to the purpose of my Father, which is to draw us into a relationship of love with God. And that love is expressed in obedience to the commandments and then flows out into the love of neighbor. Really being humble, washing the feet of the saints. It's such a key thing for us to be able to grasp, because that's truly what our hearts long for, and we may not even know it. We're pursuing these other things because we think that ultimately is what's going to satisfy us. So one of the great things we've been given today is the celebration of the Feast of the Transfiguration, where Jesus took Peter and James and John up to the mountain, and He was transfigured before them. He was filled with light. He was lifted, and the apostles were overwhelmed, and they heard the voice of God the Father. saying, "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." And the gospel account, one of the gospel accounts said, when they heard the voice of God the Father, they fell to their face and they were trembling. They were shaking. They were overwhelmed by the holiness and the presence of God. Now, lots of people throughout history have experienced that. Not necessarily the transfiguration, but when you get a taste of the presence of the holiness of God, and just a little bit of that veil is drawn back, and by God's grace, you get a glimpse into what his majesty and glory, just a tiny little glimpse of it, you just hit the deck. You just start trembling, and you know you're a creature, and you're in the presence of holiness and awesomeness beyond any description. And in an instant, and what a grace it was for the apostles, in an instant, they learn the fear of the Lord. And Peter will say, conduct yourselves in this journey as aliens and strangers in the fear of the Lord. So here's Peter describing 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 through 19. On his memory, are just declaring what happened at the time of the transfiguration. He said, "Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty." What a testimony. So what you're hearing directly from Peter, what he's saying he actually experienced in the flesh. This happened, and he died a martyr. He was crucified upside down. He had no reason to lie. He's communicating the truth and the grace that he received. He said, look, we didn't make stuff up like lots of people do from pagan religions and other things at the time who just come up with all kinds of myths, you know, religious myths and stories and the rest. We didn't put our heads together and say, let's create something. Let's come up with something clever. They're saying, no. He's saying, no, I want you to understand. This was made known to us. We saw it. We touched it. That's what John will say. What we've seen, what we've touched, what we've heard, we declare to you. And so here Peter's declaring it to us. And he's talking, think about it this way. He's talking to you personally. Imagine Peter being there. And he's saying, I want you to know what happened. We saw it was made known to us. Well, Peter, what was made known to you? The power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, up to that point, they certainly had seen Jesus' power, signs and wonders, great authority. There was no one like Jesus. They already knew that. But when they caught a glimpse, when the veil was drawn back, not only in hearing the voice of the Father, but seeing Jesus, the glory that belongs to Jesus, just a glimpse of it. He calls it, we were eyewitnesses to his majesty. His majesty. What a wonderful and beautiful thing. Lord, we pray today on the feast of the Transfiguration that in this world that's so captivated and dazzled by so many gadgets and distractions, and we're so kind of in awe of our own creation, which just before your majesty is nothing. First, Lord, we repent for the idols that we erect, the things that we passionately pursue, the trophies, the awards, the recognition, and all these things, at the cost many times of paying attention to you. Lord, we ask you, forgive us for our foolishness, stupidity. We're blind, we're poor, we're naked, like you said in the book of Revelation. We're pitiable, it says in there, and we're lost pursuing and putting value in things, such high value and total value in things that just aren't that valuable. We ask boldly today, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, with humility and with deep longing, in our hearts, reveal the majesty of your Son to us. Help us behold his glory. Help us to see and give us the gift of the fear of your holy name so we can be wise we can live wisely. Come, Holy Spirit. So friends, Peter goes on, he said, for he received honor, that is Jesus, he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory. So isn't it interesting, Peter's saying, God the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus, that it was a revelation really of the Trinity. And the declaration came to Jesus, not to the apostles. The Father communicated his absolute love and delight and favor and affection and unity with his Son. He said, this is my Son. This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I'm well pleased. Jesus is the beloved of God. Friends, can you see into this mystery? Can you touch it? This is what matters. This is the core of everything. This is the center of reality. And just think of all of our sideshows and, you know, false importance and self-centeredness and total ignoring of this reality. God the Father made it known how precious is Jesus Christ, and that God, who is love, expresses the delight he has in his beloved Son. I'm well pleased, he said. And then Peter says, he testifies, we ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So are you going to believe Peter? Because if we actually believe Peter, that'll change us. That'll change our perspective. I mean, like, really believe him. Because he's telling us what's at the center, what's the most meaningful thing possible on the planet and for all eternity, is to see that relationship between God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to live in it. And Jesus died to call us friends. He shed his blood for us so that in baptism we could be adopted, brought into his body, into the church, so we could be the beloved. The day's coming, if we die in the Lord, when God the Father will say, you're my beloved. I mean, he says, he wants to say it to us now. He wants us to know it in the Holy Spirit. For all those who have received the Son, because he said, whoever receives my Son and believes in him, that person will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die, but would have everlasting life. For we ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. That's the message he's talking about. This is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, Peter says, as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Be attentive to it, like a lamp that's burning in a dark place. I mean, you can't see anything else but that burning lamp when you're in a dark place. Peter is saying, I'm telling you, it is totally reliable, this message, this reality, what I'm sharing with you. This is revelation about God for us, for our salvation. And Lord, we tremble before you in awe, and we give you thanks for this great gift today. God bless you, everyone.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.